Smoke disappears into the sky after yet another night of destruction in towns around the capital, Kyiv. It's from places like this that Russian military commanders say they will withdraw from, part of an agreement made with Ukraine during talks in Turkey on Tuesday. This Ukrainian commander says some Russians are withdrawing.
There are some signs they are maneuvering. There are signs of withdrawal, but the situation is unclear because we cannot trust them. So we will observe. The Russian soldier never just withdraws. They steal and loot, and we have evidence of that happening.
These people have fled their homes and have come to Brovary Town Hall to register as evacuees. They welcome the Russian withdrawal announcement and hope to return home. But they have no idea whether their home survived the missiles, rockets and artillery shells.
We will definitely go home and rebuild our city, because it's our home.
Definitely. It's very painful to be in a strange place with strangers. I really just want to go home.
The Russian withdrawal plan has been met with skepticism as Russian shelling continues and scenes like this occur every day. This warehouse was hit in the early hours of Wednesday morning. It's actually the third time the warehouse has been hit by shelling. Now, President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomes the Russian moves. He says that they're positive, but he also says they don't drown out the sound of the shelling. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, on the outskirts of Brovary.
Well, Russia's defense ministry insists its new focus in Ukraine is the eastern Donbass region. Hashem Ahelbara has more from Moscow.
On the military front, the Russian army is saying that it has achieved its goals in the Kyiv region and Chernigov, and that its troops are now regrouping with the focus shifting towards liberating the Donbass. That's where you have the two eastern provinces of Luhansk and Donetsk. And it seems that we're likely to see further emphasis on the Donetsk, where the army has been saying that it controls 50% of their territory and that they are continuing in their push to further expand their control. On the diplomatic front, Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov said that there are signs of progress in the talks with the Ukrainians and that the Russians have received commitment from the Ukrainians about Ukraine not joining NATO, not acquiring weapons of mass destruction, and not allowing any foreign military bases to be built in Ukraine in the future, and that the Ukrainians understand that Crimea and the Donbass are finalized, are closed, an indication that the Russians are not going to offer any compromise as far as those two issues are concerned. We have to remind our viewers that since the start of the military operation, the Russians have been insisting that the Ukrainians have to recognize Crimea as Russian and they have to recognize Luhansk and Donetsk as independent states.